This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Hey, y'all. What's up? You're watching the one and only Drag Race recap podcast on all of Instagram. We're the only people out there, so really thank you for supporting us. Hi, everyone. Hi, Max. Hi, Mella Kenner. Hi, Y2Gay. Hi, Danny. While we're waiting for our gag tris to enter, I want to remind y'all that you can support me by going to Venmo or PayPal and going to at my name. Just, you know, give me money. I'm at Mono Agapian on PayPal and at Mono Dash Agapian on Venmo. We have so much exciting drag news, like Crystal joining us on Monday. Oh, can you believe it, Lucky Lambert? Neurotic. Hi. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. If you like our pod, please go support us by leaving a 5-star review, telling us that we are not the only Drag Race recap podcast. That would really help us. Please let us know if there's another Drag Race podcast. Hi, Fui. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for saying hi. We're really excited to talk UK. Well, look, with no further ado, I think the one and only Gagarini's here. Let me... I'll tell you why she is talking. She's talking because we need to hear her opinions on Drag Race UK Season 2, Ep 2.
Ah! Hi!
Hi, you gorgeous... Hi, you fucking gorgeous creature from heaven.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So good.
You look fucking great. What else is new?
Well, I try. Yes, you know.
I feel like you really... Good? Yes, I can hear you beautifully.
Cool.
You look so good.
I cannot find my good AirPods, so I was let me just project. All right.
Who cares? You look great. I don't give a shit. We're not about being professional. We're about having a good time. So thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Yay.
You're so cute. Tati, I can't believe you're here. We've been randomly DMing back and forth for a while, so I'm so glad you get to chat now.
Finally available to do things.
Do things. You're doing cameos after this, aren't you? Or did you do them already?
Yes. No, I'm doing cameos after this. So.
Okay, so go order your cameos, everyone.
Yes, Tatiana Now. Cameo.com/Tatiana Now. Hit me
up. Love it. Love it. Tati, I have a million questions before we dig in the episode. I mean,
yes,
you are a true, you're like a pillar of Drag Race history.
Okay.
No, I mean that in a good way. Because you and Shangela to me are both like really rare in terms of like, you're part of the beginning of Drag Race and the current tapestry.
We've lasted a long time.
Yeah, y'all, I think is like really hard to do. Like you've maintained like a really big following. Like, do you feel like it's because of just like your personality, your drag, because you like to interact with people?
I think definitely all of those things. I also think it helps if you like, we were really young. Mm-hmm. When we were on season 2. So I feel like we kind of got to grow up with everybody within mm-hmm. the whole Drag Race fam. Mm-hmm. And yeah, obviously like All Stars always helps, you know.
I mean,
bring back some interest.
Okay, let me ask you that. So being on what some people consider the best season of Drag Race ever, how much ego do you feel? Or do you feel like it was lucky, or you feel like we did that?
I feel the same way that I feel about season 2, mm-hmm. where we were very much ourselves for mm-hmm. the most part, which I think sometimes can get lost. I think when people pre-plan certain yes. things too much, it kind of, that genuine spark is kind of lost. Yeah. And so definitely with like All Stars 2, with us not having to be partnered and tethered to someone.
Fuck.
That was the first time that we got a full season of, you know, All Stars. Right. I think it was just a really cool thing. Yeah.
The comeback gag was absolutely genuine, you know, like.
Oh, yeah.
Because then after that, we kept doing it because it's so fun. But people were like, oh, yeah, you're back. Okay, you're back. Totally. I fucking live. Well, I can't. Would you ever do it again?
It's so much work. Uh-huh. I would have to be just like in a good space to want to take all that on, because mm-hmm. that's a lot of prep. That's a mm-hmm. lot of mental fuckery. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to be in like a real okay spot. also, I don't want to tarnish the fun that I had.
That's true.
I had a great, like, I didn't win, which is fine, but like, yeah. I had a great ride.
You were robbed.
All Stars 2.
You were robbed, but you know. It's in a way that's almost like the best way to go out, right? Because you, instead of being like, oh, she fucked that up, people are like, damn.
You know, I mean, I guess, yeah, definitely that it's better to go out with people thinking that you didn't deserve to be out. So in that regard, absolutely. But like, just in the way of like interacting, I had no issues with anybody, which mm-hmm. that was great.
That was cute.
I just looked like hella cute and I didn't really fuck anything up too bad. So...
No,
you don't want to mess that up.
You come across lovely. Your catchphrases are super organic, which we live for.
Because they are not thought of beforehand.
Yeah.
They just take whatever I say the most of, and they're like, we like that. So, yeah. Yes.
you have a very iconic legacy. So that's true. I don't remember what one of the vote-off times, you say something so fucking funny, and I can't remember what it is, but... Whatever. One of the times you're voted off, you're just like, I killed it. So vote me off if you want. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
Or like, I think it was when you knew you were going home, because it was like the Alaska Talks moment where you were like, okay, yeah, sure. I'm sure it'll be a fair vote.
Oh, in my T-Boz wig?
Yes.
When I got voted off and I just looked at Roxy and I was like, yay for you. You get to stay, girl.
Yeah, okay, bye, you guys. I love it.
Nice and tipsy that day because they had poured a specific amount of drinks for us to drink, but mm-hmm. one person didn't drink theirs. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to chug that one down.
Gimme.
So I had 2 drinks in me.
Good. That's kind of the magic number. I always say like the magic number is like 1.75 drinks.
Oh, for being on television, yes. For living a life, that is too little.
That's nothing.
Yeah, that's nothing.
I got really good at drinking since we've been quarantined. It's fun.
I've improved my skills since I was already good at it, but I'm definitely better now.
Oh my God. Well, I guess we should talk about this season. What are your general impressions of UK season two?
This batch of girls is so talented.
Agree.
There's such a wide scope of the type of drag. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We have the comedy, we have the campy, we have the pretty. So I really love that. And yeah, I got to, because I did not watch the premiere last week, just because I've told people on my live before, I'm like, watching two seasons of Drag Race at once is too much for me.
Yeah.
But last night I watched both back to back.
Wow. And they're long episodes.
Well, they're not as long as these ones.
Yeah.
In the US, we get an hour and a half.
I know.
Now these are just like an hour, which I'm like, that's palatable.
I can do it.
An hour. Yeah.
You can fuck with it.
It was good. I'm really
Girls.
Yeah.
It's fucking fun. And like they do their own thing. They bring their own shit to the drag formula. Yeah, they're talented. And they also have stunning looks now, which I think like used to be the criticism. But yeah, they look incredible. They're funny. They're weird. Ginny Lemon. I mean, I want to see her on like I want to see someone like Ginny Lemon on a US season. Do you think we'll ever get that?
Well,
you know,
I feel like we've had bits of her. Mm-hmm. Like we have Tammy Brown.
Oh, she's my God. Too, bring her back.
Just in that quirky, you know.
Yeah.
That type of, although Tammy is a different type of quirky. I will give you that.
Is she fun to work with? She's a different kind.
She's a different type of quirky.
You've done like shows with her and stuff. And she's fun to work with, I take it.
Who?
Miss Brown. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Tammy was on the first season, so I already was obsessed with her before I even met her. And then when I met her, she was fucking weirder than she actually was on TV. And I was like, this is everything that I've ever wanted and more.
Yeah.
So I love me some Tammy Brown.
Me too. Me too. If you want to be naked, eat a bucket full of shrimp. That's your prerogative. Like, when she said that, I was just like, she's real. These girls are incredible. Do you have, in general, do you have one that you're like, ooh, I love this gal? Obviously, they're all talented, but you're like, is there one you're rooting for?
I think Tace. I'm loving her.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's super cool. Super gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, and also, I have to admit this, I am horrible with names of the queens on new seasons until it hits like midway through.
Totally.
I have yet to memorize the name and match it with the face. If you say the name, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to know who you're talking about.
Totally, totally. I did that like literally an hour ago where I was like, is that the sister one or the diamond one? Who is that?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, we'll chat.
Describe
this
looks to me. I know exactly what we're talking
exactly,
about.
Exactly. Yeah. So this episode is really fun. It starts with this mini challenge. I mean, well, we also get Ginny wearing a thong. Live for that. So funny.
Yes.
We get someone coming for Estina's ASOS discount jacket. ASOS discount jacket.
Yeah.
Come on. Right.
I know, it was just like a stupid bullshit read.
It's
like, just don't be mad because she wore this lovely jacket.
If you look good, you look good. There you go. And you, like, you know about that. Like, you, because, like, obviously you elevated what looks on your season that people were like, this isn't drag enough.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a person who, like, if it's cool and it's off the fucking rack, wear it. I think it's always great to, like, depending on where you're wearing it to and like what you're wearing it for, do a little edit here and there. But something as simple as a fucking cool jacket, I don't think you have to worry about reinventing a jacket. Like, it's a jacket. It's a puffer jacket.
Yeah.
If you had it made by hand, it would still end up looking like a puffer jacket.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She had the fucking cool chains. That's what she did. That's what she did to it. Okay. So we have this voting thing, which is like classic drama. We live for this drama. They have the classic where they have their Secretary of Shade. We give it to Ahura.
Ahura?
Yeah, she gets Secretary of Shade.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah. Trade Minister Tace. It was Tace or Estina for me.
Yes, totally. I can see that. Yep, I agree.
Either delicious. Leader of Lording It Up, Lawrence. And she gets
that means
twist.
Like the cockiest.
Yeah, I think that means the cockiest. And okay. That's a real twist.
I
think.
See that. I mean, I guess I could. Those girls definitely know her more mm-hmm. than I feel like we, the audience, do. So maybe yeah. she might have a reputation that, like, you know, precedes herself.
Yes, but,
she's definitely like forward with speaking. I don't get cocky from her though.
Me neither.
Like a host consistently like hosting. Like she hasn't clicked yes. at a hosting gig, but yeah.
Like okay. a loudness, but I live for loud. I love a loud girl.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah.
You know, I like need noise. I grew up in such a loud house that like I sometimes I need yelling to fall asleep. Do you know what I mean?
You find peace in the chaos.
Yes. Yes. There absolutely. You go. Mm-hmm. And they give Baroness Basic to Tia. Poking fun at Tia and her hairs and her looks.
I mean, it's fair, but it's also fair. Like she even read herself right when she got there. She's like, I'm not really about the looks. I'm about the delivery. So yeah. like, I don't even think that she was super offended by it.
Yeah. Which I love that. That's another thing too. Like these girls have really, they all have great sense of humor.
Yeah. The UK in general has a much better sense of humor than I feel that the US does.
What is that?
They're just so used to talking such horrible shit about each other and then just laughing about it.
Yeah.
And we get so fucking either pissed mm-hmm. or we like internalize it. And I think that they just let it roll off their back because that's just how they talk with each other. So
yeah.
I kind of really am jealous of the UK people for that because they're really good at like ditching totally. It, taking it. It's totally cool. Yeah.
Totally. They're all about like calling themselves whores, skags, dumb, useless. And it's like, mm-hmm. that's so funny. Yeah, someone here says they took cockiest queen to mean queen with the biggest dick.
Incorrect, but work.
Look, I mean, like, I'm not saying Lawrence doesn't have a giant cock.
No.
But, like, I don't get big dick energy from Lawrence. I get, like, sufficient dick energy.
It's present.
Yeah.
It's able to do what it's there to do. Yeah.
You look at it and you go, that's a dick.
Yeah.
That's a dick.
She is. Yep.
Which happens to me a lot when I look at, like, celebrity. You know when, like, there's, like, news of, like, people's nudes leaking? I would say 8 times out of 10, I see the nudes and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a dick.
Oh yeah,
for the most part, and then well, like not in a bad way. I'm just like, oh yeah, that's what a dick looks like.
It's been a minute since I've seen a celebrity nude where I've been wowed.
Mm-hmm. Do you want a tip?
Yes.
Do you know Jarrell from the House of Gorgeous Gucci, who was on Legendary?
No,
but
I easily look that up because I do follow a few of them.
Lovely gal.
Work okay. I'll be googling.
It's just
that.
Like it's a real gobsmacker.
Oh, so, I love that.
I love it too. I love it too. So they're doing the classic rehearsal montage. We've all done it, you know. They misdirect you when you've rehearsed for shit in the past. How many hours do they give you? Like when you did that? Like,
I've never done a rusical.
Right. God. I know. Thank God.
But, oh God, I would not be down. And the musicals where they get to pre-record, okay, I can play that game.
Yeah.
But not a live situation. That's too many balls in the air.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, I'm sorry, keep going.
I just know my wheelhouse, and that is musical theater is not for me. So
you did a good job on season 2 when you had that awesome makeover of the elder gentleman moment.
Oh yeah.
That was cute.
Yeah, but not singing live.
Yeah, it was
we just
more
had to
like
lip sync and do a little jig to yeah. And then we yeah. were good. We were done. We kept it simple and cute.
Girl, that's when they were like, we're not gonna ask too much of them. And now it's like a 15-minute number.
Do you God, was it? We had to, I think we had to lip sync like a half of a song.
Yes. Okay.
That was so, it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep it cool. And then they cut it all together and make a little montage. But with rehearsal stuff, when we did group stuff, it was the small stuff that we did do. We usually had an entire day, maybe 2 days,
mm-hmm.
I want to say.
Yeah.
And they probably did have, you know, I don't think they just got that challenge rehearsed on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day they did all of that. I'm pretty sure that they had to have had a little rehearsal time on their day off or something too.
Right.
Yeah.
Get it together. Yeah, I bet. It seemed like a lot of fucking work on top of, and do you think they performed and then did runway the same day?
Yeah, that probably, yes. That because those guest judges do not come back for an extra day.
Right.
So they probably did that musical first thing in the morning, stepping on to set. Uh-huh. And then, got to set, got ready, did the rusical, went back and changed, probably had lunch, and then did the judging after lunch. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Pretty damn impressive. It's really good. In a world where these girls weren't already there, what advice would you give to these Rue girls or future Rue girls, since you've been in that workroom situation twice?
Obviously, always be yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't try to play a role. And when it comes to actually doing things that you're very uncomfortable doing, mm-hmm. it's not helpful for a television show. But I've always been someone if you have a process, I know that, is it a horror?
Uh-huh.
When she was rehearsing, she was like, oh yeah, well, I'm not in costume. So right. I'm not digging it. So I'm not going to go all out. I'm the same fucking way. You mm-hmm. will never catch me going 100% all out in rehearsal, because mm-hmm. 10% of me going all out is the look. It releases mm-hmm. something else. So uh-huh. I always say they're going to poke at you to try to get you to do more when you're rehearsing. But just try to focus on what you're actually going to do. Don't let that get in your head, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Do what you know how to do. If you know how to do something, do it your way. Yeah. Don't let anyone else get in your head. Yeah.
That's fucking great advice. That's very great advice. A lot of people in the comments are saying you and Denali favor each other. Have you gotten that before?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I've seen it online that we look similar. Yeah, totally. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see a cousin.
Yeah,
she is gorge.
Yeah.
I see the cousin thing. Okay. Tayson Ahura's fuck Mance. Okay. We think they hooked up. Good for them. Why not? And work. And okay, let's talk about main stage looks. Rue's brown and black Nomi Malone. I mean, wow.
I lived for it. It was so good.
So good. And it it could be wrong, but it was not wrong.
I want to see Rue in brown more often.
Yeah.
Something about that shade of brown of their skin and the hair just was not.
It was mesmerizing. Mm-hmm. It was mesmerizing. And fucking Michelle as Goth Kitty. What is with this look? Her, she's always been beautiful, but my God, her evolution these days.
Oh, yeah, totally. She looks great.
Fuck it up. Sheridan Smith, gorgeous. We live. What did you think of the Rats show?
I thought overall it went better than expected. But it's a reality TV show. They always psych you up that it's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
And then when it's good, you're like, okay, work. I can deal with this. I thought all the girls really pulled it out. Who was the one that was having the most trouble who cried?
Oh, Lawrence. Lawrence Chaney.
Lawrence.
Yeah.
I thought the Jeep, for me, looking like putting myself in that position, it wouldn't be the dance moves that would trip me up. It would be the projecting and singing it live. Mm-hmm. I thought the voice that she gave was so great.
Yeah.
The vocals were perfect. I think she just double thought a little bit more of the steps, which still didn't take me out of her character that much. I thought that compared to rehearsal, where she fucking cried, I thought that she did amazingly.
I agree.
And then the whole girl with the ear on her back. What's her name?
Oh, Tia.
She did great.
Yeah.
Perfect. She casted herself perfectly. She really sold it, because she only had that one scene, and I thought she did an amazing job.
Yes. Those disease rats played by Bimini and
Ahura.
Yes, they were great. Yeah.
They
were
good.
Part.
Yep, yep.
Wait, which part would you want in this rusical, in theory? You know, do you want that Dame Duty stench? You want the ear rat? You want the Evita part? The hood rats?
Ooh.
Yeah. Which part would you tear
either off? The hood rats or the diseased rats?
Yeah. Because they just get to kind of tiny.
one person to work with, so there's less obviousness. It's one fuck. If you're working in a group of three and mm-hmm. one fucks up, it's more obvious. If you're working in a group of two, you can just blame it on, like, we're different rats. So you're
That's
okay.
True. Like, it's like classically too, like in season six when it was poor April Carrion, she got fucked because she was in that threesome and like she was trying her damnedest, but they were like, sorry, girl.
Sorry about it.
Sorry about it. You got to go home. Sorry about it. Bye. Gag. Are you ready to talk about these runway looks?
Yes.
Okay. And I don't, as you know, we chirp and burp the looks if you so choose. Totally unique. No one else does this. And we came up with it. Okay. So Ahura gives us blonde magicianess that turns into a bride. What'd you think?
I liked it. Mm-hmm. Thought it was good. It was clean. Not super imaginative, but that's totally fine.
Yeah.
As long as you complete the challenge and serve a clean, solid, beautiful look. And I think that she did that. So
yeah.
Chirp.
Chirp. Everywhere you look, there's a hem. It's a chirp for me. Yeah. I loved it. I loved it. Yeah, I thought it was great. I was like, yeah. And I actually was, for some reason, surprised by hair being under the hat. I was like, work.
Were you? I love that for you. I love that journey.
Read me, Tati. Read me. Honestly, that should be another cameo service you provide. Like,
just reading people?
Just reads.
I've done that. I do everything.
Good. Good. Yeah. And that's Tatiana now.
Yes, Tatiana. And if people are going to ask, one thing I come across when I'm asked to read people, you have to give me information. Mm-hmm. You cannot just say, hey, my name is Jennifer, read me. I'm like, I don't know what to do with that, Jennifer.
Yeah, I can't help you.
You have to give me a little bit of base to work
with. I can't help
Send
you.
Send a picture.
Right. Now, can anyone support you by, can anyone support you directly by your PayPal or Venmo?
Ooh, yeah, my Venmo.
Yeah.
Should I type it in? Can you pin it if I type it?
Yes. I can do it. I'm learning.
Okay, work. I'm going to do it right now.
Do it. Do it, ma'am. I agree that Tatiana's wig is stunning.
Thank you.
Really good. Really good.
Gracias.
Oh, yeah.
People
are asking about Shut Up and Drive. Yes, iconic. Top 5 lip syncs in Drag Race history. Yes, yes, yes.
That was a fun one.
That was a fun one. Can you not wait till... Will you do it again when the world reopens?
We've already done that together about like 2 or 3 times. I think that we have...
We covered it.
There it is. You see me?
Yeah, I'm going to... Let me see you with my hands. Okay, hold on. There it is.
I think only you can pin it.
Okay, I did it. We're learning. Fuck yeah. Okay, great. Pinning it. Okay, awesome. Next look. Lawrence Cheney in her blue suit, pantsuit that becomes a tartan dress. What do we think?
I thought it was cute. I thought it was cute. I thought it did the job. But it was funny how, like, I guess last episode or the first episode, they're like, it's great that you didn't do a tartan look. And then the next episode, she gave a tartan look.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I definitely brought it. I didn't even wear this.
I mean, if you go back, you can see her go. Yeah. No, that would be dumb. That would be stupid. I would never.
But no, she looked really great. I liked how that turned out.
Yeah, it was a good look. Yeah. Chirp. Full chirp. She's got a lot of rich drag for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Jenny Lemon giving us orange 60s croc into a hairy ass reveal.
I thought it was funny watching it and then her explaining it, where she's like, the reveal is just the same dress. And
yeah.
I cackled. I loved it. I couldn't tell if either the see-through butt part was like, whether it was oil smudged or whether it was steaming, but you seemed to touch foggy. I would have liked to wipe down before that.
I think it's steam. Yeah.
Okay.
you would have squeegeed before presenting.
Just a quick little wipe within. And then hit it. Yeah, totally. But I loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
It's very funny. Chirp. Yeah, it's so funny. It's going to be so interesting to see how they judge her drag and how, if they will ever, you know, not that she deserves clocking, but if they'll ever be like, come on.
Give us something different.
Come on. Yeah.
Give us glamour, clean it up just for at least a challenge or two. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we get it. Because you do camp. We know that you do camp.
Yeah.
Terry gives us the yellow dot dress kind of empire thing into the gender prego, every gender is beautiful thing.
I liked it.
I truly, my jaw dropped. I was like, this is beautiful.
Yeah, that first look with the big billowing everything.
Yeah.
Amazing. I thought that was a look that was great on its own. And then I did wonder what was going to be underneath of it. I did not expect, who was the judge with the ponytail?
I have it here. She's a great broad. Sheridan Smith. Yeah.
So I think she was like, I guess I'm thick because I also didn't know that the pregnancy was coming.
I didn't know either.
She didn't know anything. There could have been two small children under there, already born, for all I knew. So like,
yeah,
I thought it was pregnant and then like the little balloon pop. I thought it was well thought out. I thought it was well executed. I mean, if you're going to do a wig reveal, obviously the wig underneath is going to be smaller.
Yes.
So like I was okay with the soccer mom cut. You know?
I was too. I thought it was cute. And I thought the yellow black thing was cute. I was like, they gave her a hard time. I was like, come on, y'all.
Yeah, no. I really enjoyed.
It's a chirp for me. It's a chirp for me. Yeah. Yeah.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Next, Tia giving us Harry, giving us Ginny Lemon into, we'll say, Alyssa's flamenco dress.
Yes.
Yes. What do we think? I mean, this is a burp. It's a burp.
It is. Here's the thing, like, maybe like a rhinestone, just a speckling of a rhinestone.
Right, right.
Or like a different height of skirt. It mm-hmm. hit her in such, like she said afterwards that she got it made. And I'm mm-hmm. like, well, who measured you that they put that skirt at that like weird, shin. Yes.
Yeah. Attacking her shin for some reason.
It gave me like a, like, I don't know what, but props to like trying a different type of wig.
Yeah.
I guess like a smooth
yeah.
look.
Yeah. Yeah.
Positives, always look for the positive.
Yeah, be positive.
But it's a burp for me.
It's a burp, yeah, but a like burp. Her personality is so fucking winning.
She's selling. Yeah. Yeah, totally.
I live for that, which also reminds me of a young Shangela who's just like, ha ha, uh-oh,
right?
I hated it.
She's like, Martin Korn. This is what's happening right now.
Yep. Oh my God. When Shangela says, can I just focus on my lip sync after Morgan and fucking Mystique fight? That moment is so funny, which you know better than any of us. That moment must have been so fucking funny.
Right, juicy.
Ellie giving a scarecrow Tin Man, then lion. What'd you
gorgeous,
think?
Gorgeous, clean, consistent. I liked all of the looks.
Yeah,
I liked her layered. You couldn't tell what was like. Sometimes with even a transforming look that's only one look. You can kind of see what's coming next, like underneath. You couldn't right. see any of what's going to come next when she was doing them. So
right.
I loved it. I thought I was going to get a Dorothy out of it at the very end. I was like, more shit, right?
I know. I did too, but I was like, that. I'm sure she's like, I wish she just would have been like,
I'm done with my job. But she looked great. The hair was great. I love that type of hair.
It was impressive that she wasn't the cupcake tin that Aquaria was at the end of season 10. You know?
Right?
That,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a work.
I loved it. It was a chirp for me. Definitely.
Big chirp. Astina giving us Mortal Kombat's Katana into Melina. What'd you think? I mean, I'm mesmerized.
What'd you think?
Girl, I had to go get the Brita filter and pour cold water all over my crotch because this bitch is hot. I think, I'm saying is I could be biased because her body is something
immaculate.
And she covered it with some sort of really fun sheen, which was fun for me.
Baby oil. What'd you
baby oil. Have you heard of it? It's 89 cents.
That's baby oil gel. You put a little yes. more inside and you're good for your whole body. It was cool. I mean, I'm a big Mortal Kombat fan.
Yes,
so I love the reveal with the, like...
Yes.
Yeah.
Baraka, Melina T. Yeah.
And she must have been confident in her performance because if you're going to wear a prosthetic over your whole damn mouth, Rue is going to say, take it off.
Yeah.
If you were in the bottom.
I'd like to keep it on.
Like, yeah.
You know? I did want to see her get judged and just like,
yeah, but I love that the look. To be fair, it was quite simple.
It was. She's reliant.
Because in comparison to some people who got red for simplicity.
Yeah.
I thought that, I mean, she sold it with the whole entire shebang.
Some awesome contacts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. She accessorized a simple situation.
Yeah. It's not fair. She is relying on that body, but we'll see.
Well,
yeah.
Damn, when you have it, do it. I certainly
when
do.
You
when I
have it. I mean, you still stunt. You still have it.
This camera is hidden from titties up for a reason.
I love it. Well, I love you at every expression.
Girl, it's
of
quarantine.
Tati.
You can just get fat and jiggly. I'll get rid of it in 2021. That's
get
what I'm
big.
For.
When you're getting fucked, when you're getting fucked through a glory hole with a mask on, you don't need to be tight,
girl,
right? Okay. Next we have sister. Okay. Am I crazy or did sister transformation give me Trixie into Katya? Like, because remember she had like this like 60s dress, and then she became like this like red tattooed woman of the night.
Yeah.
You remember this?
With you. There's a lot of ladies.
There's a lot.
I liked it.
Yes,
I was into it. I always love any time that anyone uses those like skin tone tattoo sheer print thing. I think they're so cool. I need to actually buy some. I'm sure they are on Amazon somewhere. but that look, I did like that transformation. One of what? Two or three housewife into something else. It's two, right?
Right. Oh, you're right. I mean, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, yeah, would you count Jenny as a housewife or just a madwoman who escaped the asylum? Like, does she count as a housewife look or not really?
Oh, no.
That was just her. Yep. She didn't even know they were going on the runway.
Me and her.
Yeah, you're right.
But I definitely give that a chirp.
Yeah, I'll give it a light chirp. I like it. Next, Veronica giving you again insane housewife dropping cupcakes into Stepford Robot.
Loved it.
Wow.
Loved.
Wow, wow, wow.
It was very, I think I liked her Stepford wife look more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. The like pattern.
I think it was like more, she's really good about giving volume. Because she did it in the first episode with that big red gown.
Oh, that fucking gown. And then she did it again
this episode. And with that big runway, a lot of volume is great. Take up the space. And then for her to strip down, the only thing that I think sucks is, I mean, at least when I was watching it, I think she did gold face. I think it was metallic gold, but under the lighting, it just read.
I didn't even notice shiny. Gold. Yeah.
You didn't notice the gold?
I didn't notice it.
There was gold metallic paint, but I think it was so close to her skin tone that it ended up just making her look shiny. But so she was all gold, which I thought was kind of cool. But no, I loved that look. And there was a reason for the low hairline, and I respect it. Yeah.
Right. You gotta respect it. Yeah, yeah.
Everything was good. The shoes were cute. And she made everything. That was so awesome.
It was good.
I assume it's like a mannequin that someone buys and then cuts pieces of it. I've always wondered how they do that art titty look.
Yeah, I feel like that's, you can find it somewhere, but maybe they can, you've got to be able to find that somewhere. I mean, I feel like you go into a sex store and you just rob a couple of those mannequins.
There you go.
You know?
That makes sense.
You know?
Okay. I loved it.
You're right. The volume on her looks are fucking ridiculous going across area codes. It's goofy. So
and she's
we have,
shaping up to be one of my favorites too.
I know. And no.
She's
never
quiet. She's quiet. And when she talked about like, sometimes people forget that I'm in the room.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, like I feel that. I don't know. Watching her from like episode one and two, I kind of felt a kinship because I'm not the loudest person in the room all the time until I get to know people. Then I don't give a fuck. But for the most part, like meeting new people and being in that environment, it's very easy to just kind of be comfortable being quiet and sitting back, but focusing on what you're doing.
Right.
But I love her interviews and I just think that she's adorable. So work it out, bitch.
I agree. You have a very cool legacy of being underestimated and then, you know, stuck on people.
Mm-hmm.
Just very
good. Part.
It's like Survivor. You don't want to be the number one threat. You want to fly under the radar and then blow them up.
I made it to fourth place.
Girl.
By really just under the radar.
Yeah. Just hanging out. Well, you knew how to say berry acai, you know, and I think that really helped you. You know?
No, but I never actually said it.
Oh, you never said it.
All I did was talk about the book and all the other questions. And then as he goes away, I'm like, wait, let me tell you about this drink. And he's like, no, we're done. It's so stupid.
Look, I love that drink. Okay. Tace is stunning. And she gives us every piece of clothing Naomi Smalls has ever owned and blood. What do you think?
Makeup, hair, immaculate.
Yes.
Bodysuit, again. A rhinestone?
Yeah.
I just think if it's going to be clean and flat fabric, like it's not a leather or lame or sparkle, And I don't know if it was store bought. It could have very, very easily been made for her. She's a definitely, I believe I have definitely met her before. She's a tall bitch like me. I don't think you can buy something like that that's going to fit you like that just off the rack. But, you know, a few rhinestones here or there. Shit, just dot on some glitter glue. Something.
Just something.
Yeah.
Some sparkle. I mean,
obviously, if she wore that in a nightclub doing a number, the crowd would go wild. I think in comparison, it was plain. But I loved everything going on right in here.
Right. Like, sometimes the camera flattens a look. But yeah, her look and the colors, like, also because when you're looking at it, you're like, I feel like I'm watching a movie because the red hues on her face, like, look cinematic. It looks really beautiful.
The stills that I've seen from, I guess, some of her runway and I guess some of the lip sync, they look like they are from a movie.
Yeah.
And it's just so good with the eyes because there's like a, I don't know if they're contacts or if she's just born like that, but like the green tinge in her eyes with all that red surrounding it, just
gorgeous.
Delicious. Yes.
Fucking gorgeous. Okay, final look. Bimini giving us bowling pin and latex balloons on a corset. What'd you think? What'd we think?
Conceptually, here for it. So there's something about her that reminds me a lot of Sonique. I think it's like the body, like or like season two, that tight body.
Tight.
Just like the kind of fast, like the rock and rolly kind
of
sense. Edgy, cool. Like, I loved it. I loved that wig.
Yes, I did too.
So cool. And I think that if it had worked out the way that she wanted to with the balloons, that it would also run like season two's All Stars with Detox when she was playing the drums with the splash paint.
Supersonic.
It would have given that vibe. I think that she probably shouldn't have done acrylic paint inside of a balloon that was filled with air.
Fuck.
That's what did her in. I was like watching it. I was thinking like, what could you fill a balloon with that wouldn't
harden,
dry that quickly? And I could not come up with anything other than like highly pigmented, like food colored water.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would stain that nude. Like you want opacity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Can you pigment lube? Honestly, could you pigment lube? Huh?
You could.
Huh? Get a cheap bottle of gun oil? Huh?
Yeah, you could totally do that because that definitely would not dry. But you know what? I bet money that they would be like, don't you do that to us. These fucking PAs and producers are going on a metal stage.
Right.
And now we should have just a big puddle of lube and no one will be able to walk the runway for at least like an hour. Yeah, that, but no, I get you. Yeah,
that makes me think they should do a runway that's just an homage to fucking Akasha, where it's just like category is falling down and making it work, and you just have to fucking make it happen. Okay,
but I like that look and I like that concept, so I'm happy that I'm happy she gave it a try. It's good to take a risk.
It's cute. It's cute.
Yeah,
it's cute. I like it. Okay, so everything said and done. We have Veronica winning. Rest of the gals are safe. And we have Cherry and Tace lip syncing for their lives. What'd you think?
I'm gathering. I understood. I mean, I understood it for the most part.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about UK judging. Confucian. What is this? I'm like the first episode, because I wanted to make sure I had both episodes, you know, together. The fuck?
Yeah, the I fuck? Don't know.
Are y'all,
I don't know.
Where are y'all coming from? I was confused.
I'm very confused because I thought Cherry won that. Like, I think they both did great, but personally, feel free to disagree. I thought Cherry won that lip sync. I don't know though. I'm confused.
So, like, when it came to this one, I was like, okay, I can kind of tell by the way that they are judging and talking and everything that I think they both did a good job. Miss Tace emoted. So well. It would be hard, I believe, for anyone to do, I mean, other than actually someone performing that actual song, to emote the way that she did.
Yeah.
And I think it's funny that everyone was crying. It wasn't because of her. There are people behind her crying because it was just the song.
Yeah.
But, what's the homegirl in the yellow? What's her name again?
Oh, Cherry. Cherry Valentine.
Work.
Yes.
She gave a, she did really well too. I think that she actually started to cry.
She was crying.
A little bit. Yeah. So her, she wasn't emoting. She was emotional. Mm-hmm. And it was a really good lip sync, but it was two very different takes on the song. Mm-hmm. And one was very much, it was a lot more cinematic. And I think that was taste. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she looked stunning. They both did good. I mean, it's a gag. The cast is so talented. It just, it's going to hurt no matter who goes home.
With that one, can we talk about that one look?
Yes.
Taze did one look. I guess it was right before like the last line.
Uh-huh.
Where she's just like.
Like the look down the. Well, like,
and then there's this one moment where she's just. And I was like, oh, bitch. And you, if you, I mean, obviously we all watch Drag Race a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you're watching a lip sync by editing who is going to take it. Because whoever they start focusing on or zooming closer into
right.
is the one that they are going, because, you know, the editors want to make sure that the audience understands why someone's going home and yes. why someone's staying. So, but damn, that bitch gave a whole bunch to give to that fucking cameraman. Because yeah. it was so good. That fucking look.
Yeah.
Cool. And I had to say that because that
agree. Stuck with me. Look, they're fucking, they were both, I could just be my weird brain, but like, I thought they both did great, but I really was like, oh, Cherry yeah. took it because I just thought she did. But you're, I mean, you can't deny Taze. You cannot deny her. And this is one of the best Park and Barks ever, or maybe period ever. Like, I haven't seen many lip syncs like this where you're just like yeah. that good of a Park. And I was like, yeah. yes, really yeah. good.
Agreed, Park.
Yeah, Park indeed. Although I kind of want to see someone Kenya Michaels-ing about the stage. You know what I mean? Just for fun. Just for fun. Someone just misread the room and be like, should I just dip 100 times? What a gag. What a season. I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah, I'm into it. I mean, horrible thing to admit, I did not watch all of UK.
Uh-huh.
Because again, I think UK was playing during another season. And I was yeah. like, you know, focus on one.
I can't focus.
But I definitely have like caught bigger clips and stuff. But now that I got to watch, I'm going to keep your login for WoW.
Yes! I'm gonna abusing it. I'm abusing it. And they'll never come for me. I'm in fucking invincible. Yeah, keep it.
I'm with you. I appreciated it.
Keep it. Like, share it. Let's see how down. Far. I want that bitch to spread like COVID.
There you go.
Tati, remind us where we can support you.
All right. Well, if you guys want to support me financially, my Venmo is right here. That's my man name down there.
Mm-hmm.
Pass me a few coins. Follow me, obviously, on Instagram. Twitter is where I do some of my best work at Tatiana Now. What else do I have? Cameo at Tatiana Now. And I don't use Facebook, so fuck that.
So fuck that
shit. Anything
else? I guess that's it. Just, yeah, keep seeing whatever sickening shit you're doing online. And we're really excited to see you when the world reopens in person.
Me too. I cannot. We are rolling up. What's January? It's 11 months since I've touched the stage. My last gig was, I think, the last week of February
mm-hmm.
in 2020. So it's been almost a year since I've been, had to strap my dick back.
Yeah.
Because I've just been filming drag from here on up.
Girl.
My balls love it, but my bank account is not.
Your bank account and balls are at odds. I totally get that.
Yeah.
I can get that. Do you have any opinions on the performances happening in some places? Do you have any opinions on that?
You trying to get some bitch? Here's what I say. And this is what I've said, I think, pretty consistently for the most part. If there was a way or a place like where I am. So I'm in the DMV area, DC, whatever. If I could go into the city and there would be a socially distanced, very safe type of performance situation outside, cute, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
If I have to get on a plane or I have to gather a whole bunch of people into a club to make money, I don't feel right about that. So I just want to keep everything safe. And I've had a couple of offers to hop on a plane and travel. And I've just said, like, you know what? Right now is not the best time.
Yeah.
It's just like no one wants to, you know, do it more than I do at this moment. So
I respect the shit out of that. I think that's fucking respectable of you. And if, you know, you do what you got to do. But yeah, I think that's a very intelligent answer.
It's the best thing. I mean, really. I mean, there are places that are open. And that is super duper cool. And again, if they're following the rules for where they are because of the way that, you know, their stuff is run, don't judge them for that because everyone has to make their money.
But
some of us, like, I'm thinking about getting me a good old day job in the meantime because, you know,
you gotta,
I'm going to go work at Sephora or Morphe store. Maybe I'll go back to working at Mac or something.
Make sure
my mortgage is paid, something.
Girl, I mean, just start emailing every company and say, I'll sell your shit. I don't care what it is. I'll sell your product.
I thought about going to Costco.
Right?
They actually pay quite nicely. They have a great benefit package for part-time employees. And all you got to do is say, hey, welcome to Costco.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a stock person. I do not have the muscle for that. But I can definitely be a greeter.
I love it if you greet in full mug. And you remind them choices as soon as they leave. When they leave with a 1,000 pack of chicken nuggets, you just let them know.
That was a choice, sir.
That was a choice. Well, Tati, you're incredible. If y'all have any extra coins, you can support me too and drag her by subscribing to Drag Her. Review us on Apple Podcasts. Listen to us. We have Crystal Method coming on the pod Monday.
Exciting,
Gagarit. And you can Venmo me or PayPal me at my name. We live, we love. And Tati, we thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Bye, gorgeous. Love you. Bye.
Spill a red to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.